very, very briefly because I have to step out. The end of the 29th parak. We've been speaking about this the entire week of Yitzchak ben Pinchas and social harmony and social skills and avoiding machlokas and greeting people in the morning, Shela Shalom, and trying to avoid machlokas and trying to avoid haughtiness, sitting amongst the common man, Sheva Makom Chaverim. So his last statement is a very famous statement. It's not only his, but other members of Chazal were talking this manner. You've heard it before. In Pirkei Avos, it's quoted by Rabbi Masiya ben Charash. You should be the tail of a lion rather than the head of a fox. You should be Zanav L'Arayos rather than Rosh L'Shu'alim. Now, typically, we see this in a purely religious vein, that if you befriend people who are greater than yourself, you'll be challenged to higher ground. If you befriend people who are less than you, you'll probably be dragged down to their level. So it's very important over the next couple of years when you start to choose friendships. When you're young, you don't choose friendships. You just are friendly with those who you happen to grow up with, your family members, your parents, children's parents, friends, children. Now you're an adult. You have to choose your friendships. And you can't just choose your friendships based on who's cool, who's athletic, who makes you feel good. And sometimes you have to choose specifically the people that challenge you, that are greater than you. So you rise to the top. There's a Japanese fish called a koi fish. If you put into an aquarium, it'll be 6 inches. If you put into a larger little aquarium, it'll be a foot. If you put into a river or a lake, it can grow to be 6 feet. So the size of the fish is in direct proportion to the size of the lake or the pond. So I think a lot of you are feeling that here. By being placed into a yeshiva, your stature makes you feel like you're pretty low on the totem pole. You could either crumple up into a fetal position, or you could say, wow, there's some real Torah being learned here, and I want to rise to the challenge and really pursue it. But what's fascinating about Chazal is, why did they use this metaphor? They could have just said, befriend people who are greater than you. Why did they use the metaphor of lions and foxes and tails and heads? Very interesting. It's a very famous statement. Why is the metaphor so appropriate? So first of all, because the head versus the tail captures the reason that people sometimes migrate towards communities of people lesser than them, because they have an ego. They want to be the leader, and I want to have that ego and respect of others. Sometimes I can't secure that from great people. So sometimes I will downgrade myself socially, important role. I want to be the head, the tail. So there's a certain psycho in people sometimes see it with others who don't challenge them, but who affirm them because it's easier to lead them. People who challenge you, it's harder to lead. So Chazal is telling us, give up some of that ego and be willing to be a tail without any real function. And the tail of a lion, not just as the back end, but as no function. Many animals, their tails play a function in creating balance for cats, tail monkeys, their tail helps them climb. We learned about the tail of a para. But large animals, like you've seen the tail of an elephant, right? It's almost minuscule. The tail of a lion doesn't really play a role. Other animals, yes, so cheetah, leopard, but the tail of a lion is really, really almost insignificant. Clean its back, but nothing more than that. So even if you have no role to play, you should be willing to be associated with people that are really much more forward-thinking than yourself. Then there's another factor here. Lions are very, very social animals. They're one of the few animals that are social. Dolphins, chimpanzees, elephants, that they live and they hunt, and their day-to-day existence is in prides or in groups. That's to tell the South Africans, right? Right, they're here. Right? But when it comes to foxes, by definition, are lonely, solitary scavengers. They hunt by themselves, and they're opportunistic. They scavenge. So there's a statement here about trying to find socially healthy environments, even if it means that you're the tail. You're not necessarily leading, because even if you're the leader of a group of shulim, that's only an ad hoc assembly. Shulim don't live together. They may hunt together, they may scavenge together, but that's not real. Obviously, in cultural folklore, foxes are always associated with deception. So obviously, in a group of people that are deceiving one another, there's no long-term bonds. There may be short-term common interests and short-term allegiances, but there's no long-term bonds, because there can't be long-term bonds without trust, without honesty, without integrity, without people being transparent and being honest with one another. Chazal, I don't know that they were able to sense the social nature of lions, but there are some statements that say something similar, that a lion, you see a lion, picks its tail up and its head up. Whereas a fox, evidently, I haven't studied foxes, puts its head down and covers it with its tail. So if you're the tail of a lion, you'll be elevated, you'll be raised. The fact that you're part of a larger body will raise your experience. Whereas if you're the head of a fox, then the tail, namely the hindquarters of the fox, the lesser members of that organism, will cause you to be, in some ways, what's the word I'm looking for? Someone held in the tire, the opposite of elevated, declined, or... And I think it speaks to what I said before. When you have a healthy communities try to raise each other's experiences and enrich one another and affirm one another. Whereas in the fox, you can be the leader, but essentially the backbiting and the sarcasm and the deception will ultimately cause you to decline, cause you to be depressed, cause you to descend. So think about this mushel, especially over the next couple of years when you start to find your friends. The best bracha I can give people at your age and your growth is to always find people who are better than you to be your friends. Across the board, religiously, midos-wise, because that really challenges you. It's harder, because you're not necessarily the leader, it's harder on your ego, but in general, the experiences in life which are hard on your ego are generally, not always, but generally very healthy for your experience and development. Okay? Have a great day, everyone.